The purpose of the Crime Beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen. June 21, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they were on their computer when a tab popped up stating their computer has a virus and to call a provided number and talk with Apple. The complaint complied and was advised to withdraw $16,000 and deposit it in a Bitcoin machine. Following their direction, the complainant deposited $900 before they realized they were the victim of fraud. Police discussed a safety plan with the complainant. June 23, 4900 block of Weaver Drive. Complainant reported a break and entered during the afternoon to their backyard shed. Items stolen include two dirt bikes and two Milwaukee drills with a total value of $15,000. A neighbor provided surveillance video of a person also attempting to steal an outboard motor, but the video was too blurry for positive identification. June 23, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. A business reported a male entered the store and selected $30 in merchandise and left without payment. The male was observed entering a fast food restaurant across from the business. Police attended and a patrol of the area proved negative. Surveillance video obtained from the restaurant and images of the suspect was disseminated for possible identification. June 23, 12th Avenue and 53A Street. Officers attended a three-vehicle collision at 9:10 p.m. Vehicle 1 turned left into the pathway of Vehicle 2, causing Vehicle 2 to roll over and come to rest against Vehicle 3. There were no injuries as a result of the collision. Two of the drivers were transported to hospital for precautionary reasons only. Vehicles involved were damaged extensively. Investigation ongoing. June 25, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they deposited $6,000 to a crypto wallet in response to an offer of a job. When the complainant attempted to take the money out, there was a prompt to pay a penalty, with the complainant not receiving a return of their funds. The complainant's bank advised them this is a common fraud and they would not receive a refund. Ladner. June 22, 6000 block of Highway 17A. Delta Cascades Casino reported the seizure of a driver's license that did not belong to the person presenting the license for identification purposes after winning a slot machine jackpot. The suspect was banned from the casino to prevent them from gambling. The patron had used their friend's license in an attempt to claim the prize. Police attended and seized the license for safekeeping. Attempts by police to contact the rightful owner of the license proved negative. June 22, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had sold two umbrellas for $100 to two males through Craigslist. The males claimed to have sent the $100 via an e-transfer, but the funds were not received. When the males were contacted, they made various excuses about their bank and claimed this was all a misunderstanding. Police contacted the complainant, who indicated they have now received the funds. June 23, 5000 block of Ladner Trunk Road. A business reported that a male had stolen approximately 22 bags of pistachios, valued at $300, from the store. The store indicated this was the 10th occurrence of theft by this individual in the past 4 months. Police provided with surveillance video for possible identification of the suspect. June 23, 4600 block of 51st Street. Complainant reported they left their Razor scooter locked in front of the secondary school and when they returned an hour later both the scooter and lock were gone. The scooter is valued at $80 and is described as silver, red, red handles, red front tire, and black back tire. No witnesses or surveillance video.